The Murray Bridge community has come together to support a housing project for young people at risk of becoming homeless. This morning, Habitat for Humanity and AC Care are unveiling the homes with other service providers and contributors. Shane Maddox, AC Care's CEO, joins me now. Hi there, Shane. How's it looking?
Yeah, g'day, Jenny. Oh, look, it's looking amazing. This is a journey that's taken 5 years, but today we're able to launch these four studio apartments in Murray Bridge, and they just look terrific. It's going to be so exciting when these young people move in and make these houses, these apartments, into their homes.
Right. So this project is all about trying to prevent at-risk youth of becoming homeless, right? Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, look, in Murray Bridge there isn't any emergency or even that medium longer term housing for young people. So they become part of the standard assessment process in Murray Bridge, looking at the normal housing, or end up in Adelaide is the next option. So these apartments mean that we can have four young people between the age of 16 and 23. They can stay living in their community. They'll still be assessed in the normal way. They can be referred by other agencies or can come in themselves into AC Care, and we do that assessment. And then we work out with a panel with Anglicare SA and South Australian Housing Authority who's eligible to move into one of the apartments when they become vacant. And then we work out their support plan. So AC Care and Head Start and other agencies will support these young people to make sure that they are coping okay with their new home, and also making sure they're connected to education or employment.
Oh, great. So it sounds really empowering.
It is. It's about supporting young people who are already assessed by Centrelink as being independent. So they've gone through that process that they can't stay living with their family, that they're an independent young person, they've got their own income, and we just need to support them to be able to settle into somewhere so that they've got a warm place to live, a safe place that they can manage and control themselves. So it's really exciting that we're going to have four young people who can stay living in the Murray Bridge community rather than having to move out or at work, couch surfing or living rough.
Yeah, absolutely. So many people who are homeless are in that situation. We don't even realise they're quite invisible. Do you know much about the people you're about to hand over the keys to?
Yeah, look, we've got four young people who will be moving in on the 19th of August. We've assessed three of those, and there's another one that's just going through the final process. So they are young people. So they are between the ages of 16 and 19. So they are quite young and needing that extra support, but they're certainly ready to move into the property. We support young people, both boys and girls, or young men and young women. There'll be young people who are Aboriginal being supported in the community, as well as non-Aboriginal young people.
Shane Maddox from AC Care is with me talking about Studio Purpose, which is being unveiled today for young people needing support, getting a home, essentially, to live in. And it's been a pretty big collaboration, hasn't it?
Yeah, this has been an idea that's been a long time coming. Our homelessness manager in Murray Bridge, Danuja Pirapitiyugi, came up with the idea and then approached Habitat for Humanity after talking to council. So council have been very supportive right from the beginning and can continue to do so. Habitat had the experience and the expertise in being able to redevelop these properties, which were put to us by South Australian Housing Authority. So it's a double house that we've been converted into four apartments, so they're quite manageable. And then Anglicare SA will now manage the properties going forward. So they take the rent and manage the maintenance and those sort of things, with AC Care and Headspace and other programs, you know, making sure the young people aren't just placed and then left on their own devices, but they are supported and continue on that independent journey. These apartments aren't permanent, so they are sort of that medium term, get young people in, get them settled, and then ideally moving into independent housing, whether that's their own rental house or other options.
Well, that's good to hear. And I hear that the general community and businesses have been really generous as well.
They have. All of our service clubs have contributed different items in the properties, certainly put in a lot of time. The Habitat for Humanity volunteers have just been incredible. Local businesses have made donations. There's a lot of people, trades that have contributed their time. And then particularly Rotary Club of Mobilong have taken this on board, contributed lots of the larger items that are needed to set up a house. They're providing the catering for the opening today. And it's just been a terrific start to getting this up and running. We couldn't have done it without them, and this community has been quite incredible in all coming together, working collaboratively to make this happen. No single agency could have made this happen by ourselves. It needed that whole group and that whole community to step up and commit to supporting young people.
And just lastly, any plans for future projects like this?
Look, absolutely. We've not been overwhelmed. Murray Bridge community is a pretty amazing community. They do step up when they see a need and look after their community. So we're already having conversations with Habitat for Humanity to look at whether there's other options in Murray Bridge, because we know there's certainly a greater need than the four places that we've got available for young people. We have more more people who need support and that we want to keep in this community. So we are looking at other options in Murray Bridge, pretty much in the starting very soon. We need those donations to commit to buying materials. But the commitment of the community has been fantastic, and we'd like to maybe stretch that support a little bit further to help find homes for other young people.
Sounds great. Hey, all the best. Enjoy the party. And thanks for joining me today, Shane Maddox from AC Care. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Jenny. I appreciate your time.